Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Powell reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas juggles the ball. That's an error on Pappas. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bryan goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Powell reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Blair reaches second base with a double. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-2 in the game. Tardabul hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Tardabul reaches second base with a double. Bryan moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bryan hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bellinger scores. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards the mound. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. John Wyatt now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. There goes Brown. The throw from Brian to Causey, and Brown is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.